With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Republicans are hoping that maybe, just maybe, they'll pick up some Democrat votes when they vote again today on a GOP bill to end the government shutdown. This is a short-term funding bill keeping the lights on for about 7 weeks while work continues on longer-term appropriations bills. Today, it's day three of the government shutdown. President Trump says the U.S. military's recent sinking of several cartel drug boats in the Caribbean has proven a smashing success.
Since we did that, we have absolutely no drugs coming into our country via water because it was lethal. And now we'll look at cartels. We're going to look very seriously at cartels coming by land.
The president has sent Congress a declaration classifying the drug cartels as unlawful combatants and declaring the U.S. to be in armed conflict with them. The White House asking nine major universities to back administration policies in exchange for priority access to federal money.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas, and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say one of the two men killed in a car and knife attack on a synagogue in Manchester may have been killed by a bullet fired by a police officer. The attacker, a British citizen of Syrian descent, was fatally shot by police. This is SRN News. Christians are coming together in North Carolina after a deadly shooting.
The deaths of three people and injuries to five motivated Pastor Devon Varnum of Southport Baptist Church to respond with care as Jesus would. He organized a vigil at his church, which drew between 800 and 1,000 people, according to Baptist Press. During the vigil, first responders and pastors from the area led attendees in prayer for the victims and the community, as well as the suspect. George Williams, SRN News.
Christian Today reports a nurse in the UK has been suspended from her duties for misgendering a convicted pedophile. The woman was suspended after she referred to the patient's biological male sex when discussing treatment with a doctor and addressed the patient as Mr. The patient, who claims to be a woman but is serving time at a high-security men's prison, is then alleged to have racially abused the nurse. This is SRN News. Massive cuts are coming to states that did not vote for the GOP funding bill.
The Trump administration has announced the cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for clean energy projects across 16 states. Each of those states are where both senators voted against the Republican bill to keep the federal government open. The announcement by the Energy Department comes after the Republican funding bill could not muster enough votes to pass in the Senate, initiating a federal government shutdown. Critics argue the move is politically motivated and could raise energy costs while threatening thousands of jobs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the Trump administration has announced cancellation of $7.6 billion worth of so-called clean energy projects, 16 states involved, cuts likely to affect battery plants, hydrogen technology projects, and more. More details at SRNNews.com.